Chapter 4. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets to Elisha, saying, Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor has come to take to him my two children to be slaves. Elisha said to her, What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house? She said, Your handmaid has nothing in the house except a pot of oil. Then he said, Go borrow vessels from all your neighbors, even empty vessels, and don't borrow just a few. Then go in, and close the door on you and on your sons, and pour into all those vessels, and then set them aside when they are full. So she went from him, and closed the door on her and her sons, and they brought the vessels to her, and she poured out into them. It happened, when the vessels were full, that she said to her son, Bring me another vessel. He said to her, There isn't another vessel. The oil stopped. Then she came and told the man of God. He said, Go, sell the oil, and pay your debt, and live, you and your sons, on the rest. It happened one day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where there was a great woman, and she asked him to eat bread. So it was that as often as he passed by, he turned in there to eat bread. She said to her husband, See now, I perceive that this is a holy man of God that passes by us continually. Let us build, please, a little chamber on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed, and a table, and a seat, and a lampstand, and it will be, when he comes to us, that he shall stay in there. On a certain day he came there, and he turned into the chamber and lay there. He said to Gehazi his servant, Call this Shunammite. When he had called her, she stood before him. He said to him, Say to her now, Behold, you have ministered to us with all this care. What is to be done for you? Would you be spoken up for to the king or to the captain of the host? She answered, I dwell among my own people. He said, What then is to be done for her? Gehazi answered, Most assuredly she has no son, and her husband is old. He said, Call her. When he had called her, she stood in the door. He said, At this season, when the time comes round, you shall embrace a son. She said, No, my lord, you man of God, do not lie to your handmaid. The woman conceived and bore a son at that season when the time came round, as Elisha had said to her. When the child was grown, there came a day that he went out to his father's to the reapers. He said to his father, My head, my head! He said to his servant, Carry him to his mother. When he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees until noon and then died. She went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door on him and went out. She called to her husband and said, Please send me one of the servants and one of the donkeys, that I may run to the man of God and come back. He said, Why will you go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. She said, It will be all right. Then she saddled a donkey and said to her servant, Drive and go forward. Don't slacken the riding for me, except I tell you. So she went and came to the man of God to Mount Carmel. It happened, when the man of God saw her afar off, that he said to Gehazi his servant, Look, there is the Shunammite. Please run now to meet her and ask her, Is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with the child? She answered, It is well. When she came to the man of God to the hill, she caught hold of his feet. Gehazi came near to thrust her away, but the man of God said, Let her alone, for her soul is vexed within her, and the Lord has hid it from me and has not told me. Then she said, Did I desire a son of my Lord? Didn't I say, Do not deceive me? Then he said to Gehazi, Gird up your loins and take my staff in your hand and go your way. If you meet any man, don't greet him, and if anyone greets you, don't answer him, and lay my staff on the face of the child. The mother of the child said, As the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. He arose and followed her. Gehazi passed on before them and laid the staff on the face of the child, but there was neither voice nor hearing. Therefore he returned to meet him and told him, saying, The child has not awakened. When Elisha had come into the house, behold, the child was dead and laid on his bed. He went in and shut the door on them both and prayed to the Lord. He went up and lay on the child and put his mouth on his mouth and his eyes on his eyes, and his hands on his hands, and he stretched himself on him, and the flesh of the child grew warm. Then he returned, and walked in the house once back and forth, and went up, and stretched himself on him, and the child sneezed 7 times, and the child opened his eyes. He called Gehazi and said, "Call this Shunammite." So he called her. When she was come to him, he said, "Take up your son." Then she went in and fell at his feet, and bowed herself to the ground, and she took up her son and went out. Elisha came to Gilgal. There was lack in the land, and the sons of the prophets were sitting before him, and he said to his servant, "Put on the great pot, and boil stew for the sons of the prophets." One went out into the field to gather herbs, and found a wild vine, and gathered of it wild gourds in his lap, and came and shred them into the pot full of stew. But they didn't recognize them. So they poured out for the men to eat, and it happened as they were eating of the stew that they cried out and said, "Man of God, there's death in the pot." They could not eat of it. But he said, "Bring me meal." And he cast it into the pot, and he said, "Pour it out again for the people that they may eat." And there was no harm in the pot. There came a man from Baal Shalisha, and brought the man of God bread of the first fruits, 20 loaves of barley, and fresh ears of grain in his sack. He said, "Give to the people that they may eat." His servant said, "What, should I set this before 100 men? But he said, "Give to the people that they may eat, for thus says the Lord, they shall eat and have food left over." So he set it before them, and they ate and had food left over, according to the word of the Lord.